Lecture 33, Xerxes' Invasion of Greece.
A decade after Darius's invasion, his son Xerxes, who ruled from 486 to 465 BC, launched a second expedition against the Greeks, this time with the king himself leading the army. Once again, the Greeks united to defeat the Persians on land and sea. While this setback had little effect on the Persian Empire, which continued to flourish for another 150 years, it proved to be a turning point for the Greeks, especially the Athenians, whose cultural and political achievements reached their height in the aftermath of the Persian invasions. Most of this lecture will be taken up with Herodotus' characterization of Xerxes. It's a much more complete picture than he gives of other kings, and this is probably a deliberate build-up by Herodotus to make an exciting narrative. Xerxes was the last king to attack Greece. He was defeated, and his Greek audience, Herodotus's Greek audience, would want to understand the reasons for this and look for some larger meaning. Greek authors such as Herodotus compared the Greeks and Persians as representing democratic versus tyrannical modes of life. Xerxes' reputation also suffers from the account of the Persian king in the Old Testament. Although the historicity of the Book of Esther is questioned, Xerxes is generally believed to be the king Ahasuerus, who chose the beautiful Jewish woman as one of his wives. Such texts had an enormous impact on later generations, who then interpreted Mesopotamian culture along these highly exaggerated lines. We will study both sources to explore what messages the authors intended to convey to their original audience, and then focus on a few episodes in both of these sources to extract some Persian traditions. Herodotus's portrayal of Xerxes stresses his emotional, unpredictable moods and the effects of this on his people. Herodotus also focuses on Xerxes' wealth and the women at the Persian court. The last topic is presented even before Xerxes takes the throne. Herodotus writes that when Darius was in the midst of planning his second and never completed attack on Greece, he became concerned about his succession. The Greeks were fascinated by the notion of polygamy in the Persian court, and they took great pleasure in recording palace intrigues that resulted because of the many wives and children that a Persian king might have. Darius had three sons by his first wife, who was the daughter of one of the conspirators that had helped Darius take the throne. Xerxes was the eldest son by another wife, a woman named Atossa, who was the daughter of Cyrus. When Darius had to choose his heir, Xerxes argued that although he was younger, he should be selected because Cyrus had been a more important figure. He also suggested, and this was at the behest of an exiled king of Sparta, the Greeks are constantly showing up at the Persian court, that since Xerxes had been born after Darius became king, he was the legitimate heir. Herodotus concludes this anecdote with the statement that, "It is my opinion that Xerxes would have become king even without this advice, because Atossa was all-powerful." Women in Greece had no political influence, so when Herodotus writes about women and their machinations at the Persian court, it would have been unthinkable to a Greek, and it certainly would have been emasculating for a political figure in Greece. And so from this episode, we see that Herodotus undermines Xerxes' authority from the outset. Xerxes is destined to be a weak king. And he further emphasizes this point by pairing another anecdote about Xerxes and women at the end of his history,